Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter on someone that is leaving, a person that is leaving. He's saying farewell, the advice that he should give at that time, and when he's departing on a journey, etc., then people should supplicate for him, and he should ask. People should ask him to make dua for them, and he should make dua for these people. So those people that are coming to see him, he should give them advice. He should make dua for him. And he should ask them also, you'll also make dua for me. In other words, this is from the etiquette of a person that is traveling and going on journey. It's not that a person just goes, and now when he's on his way already, he's gone. Then this person now thinks that, hey, I should have met my family. I should have told this person. I should have told. But before he leaves, he should leave in such a manner, such an orderly manner with etiquette, that he should make dua, he should give some advices, he should request the people there that he's leaving behind, that you'll also make dua for me. So all this is part of the etiquette of a person that is going on a journey. So today we do one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beauty of the muhaddithin is that one part of the hadith has to do, with the chapter that they have brought, then also they'll bring the hadith. In other words, every part of the hadith, every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has weight. Every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has meaning in it. So even if it's a small part of the hadith that has to do with the chapter, then also they would bring this hadith. Abu Sulaiman Malik ibn al-Huwairith radiyallahu anhu narrates that we went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we were a group of young men of similar age. So a group of young men, young jamaat, went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We stayed in his company for 20 days. So 20 days they stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now he's explaining that 20 days we went and we spent in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how we found Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now explaining, he said we stayed in his company for 20 days. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very merciful and soft-hearted. It therefore occurred to him that we were probably missing our families. So Nabi Sallam saw that this was a young jamaat. A young jamaat had come, and now 20 days had come, and they stayed with Rasulullah Sallam. So Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, he's saying that it therefore occurred to him that we were probably missing our families. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked us about our family that we had left behind. When we had informed him, he said, return to your families, remain amongst them. So in other words, now they were about to leave. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving them advice. Now this is the part of this hadith that's tying up with the chapter, that here are people that are about to leave, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving them advice on their leaving. So here, return to your families, remain amongst them, teach them and instruct them towards doing good, perform such and such salah at such and such a time, and such and such a salah at such and such a time. When it is the time for salah, one of you should call out the azan, and the eldest of you should lead salah as the imam. In Bukhari Sharif, this hadith is mentioned that with these words, that we perform salah as you saw me performing salah. So now, one thing that we learn, or few things that we learn from this hadith, is that the person should call out azan before salah, even if he's on a journey. Sometimes people are traveling, they just quickly put down musalla and they read. Ideally, azan should be called out, even if a person is traveling, and salah should be performed. So even if a person is at the airport, a person is at some service station, something, there's no need for us to feel shy. I've seen many times with our Buzurganuddin, is that even at the airport, at some service station, or at some train station, azan would be called out loudly. And this becomes a means of a natural attraction for the people around. People see that salah is taking place. Even that man that didn't have niyat at the train station, or the airport, or the bus station, he didn't have any niyat of reading salah. He sees azan taking place, he sees the mats being put down, salah taking place there, he now also is encouraged to perform salah. This azan is such a thing, it's got such an attraction. One person was telling me once, he was a trainer in a gym, in a certain gym he was a trainer. So he says he get many people coming to train, and many times it would be such that people were coming after work, so it'd be Asr Namaz time or Maghrib Salah time, and these people are in the gym. So he said there was one person who was quite conscious about his namaz. So what he would do is he would just put the mats down there at one side of the gym, and he would call out azan in the gym of his. This was a private gym. So he would call out azan. He says automatically what would happen was all those people training, Even though they never come with him or they're not with him, they all used to stop and they used to all start joining him. So he says there was one person came and told him, one Muslim person, he said, you know what, tell this person stop giving azan in this place, because I feel guilty that I'm still training when the namaz is going on. If people read quietly, I don't mind, but the azan goes, it has such an impact on me that I'm actually feeling guilty that I should be part of the salah. So Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this azan has got such an attraction. So therefore, even on journey, we should try and give the azan. So this is the next lesson we learn from here. This hadith stresses upon the importance of performing salah in jamaat. These people are about to leave. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving them encouragement of performing salah with jamaat. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling them who should lead them as the imam, the eldest of amongst them. In this hadith, the eldest is mentioned. In some other hadith, obviously in a different context, not with this particular context, the words come aqra, the person that has the most knowledge of Quran, the person that can read Quran the best. And then fuqaha explain who comes, person that has a'lam, and a person that is muqaddam in hijrat, the person that had made hijrat first. So there are many, many rules and regulations. And who is the most suitable to be the imam of the people? But anyway, in this particular hadith, Rasulullah is telling these young men that the eldest amongst you should lead the salah, one of you should give the azan. So here, another thing that we learn is that even on a journey, if there's an opportunity to make jamaat salah should be performed and should not be left out. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Another point that ulama bring out from this hadith is, look at the kindness and the courteousness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He understood that these people were young people. He didn't unnecessarily stretch them. He saw that these people are probably missing home. It's better if they go home. In fact, even now leaving the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maybe Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam saw it was better for them to leave his company and go back to their families than being there and yet their hearts were not there. So this is something for us to remember also, that when we do an action, when we do an amal, that we should do it full body, mind and heart. The young people's hearts were not there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not that they were not there with Rasulullah sallam, but being young, they felt like going home. So on that occasion, immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the need of sending them. He took them into consideration and he sent them back. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any chance we get, we're going back now, read Durood Sharif. On the way to work, Durood Sharif. Coming back from work, Durood Sharif. This is the day the pious people, they compete in this. Who can read more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also that today is Friday. Recite Suratul Kahf and try and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in engaging in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.